think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
College football, full circle.
And here's a flea flicker. Is anybody? He actually touched, but they snapped it anyways. There's McCarthy. And it's a touchdown.
McNamara off his back foot in the end zone.
Touchdown, Michigan. Cornelius Johnson again. McCarthy, touchdown, Michigan. Dalen Baldwin.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We are now full steam ahead. Week 6 in college football. Big matchups all over the board. Joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football, that is. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
Get your popcorn ready. I'm ready.
Well, easy there, Lane.
I'm ready for week number 6. Ready for week number 6. I am chomping at the bit for these games this Saturday. Can't wait.
Yeah. No, this is huge. And I know that we've spent the last couple of days, Joe, we've talked Penn State Iowa a bit, and we will more, especially on Friday leading in to that matchup. But I thought today we kind of start with the other marquee game that is really on Saturday. And for me, that's the noon, of course, the Red River rivalry between Texas and Oklahoma, which is now a monster game in the Big 12. Oklahoma has not been impressive. They don't cover games, but they have been winning them. And I've told you for weeks, somebody's going to get them. And I think that this might be the week. I might be back in Sarkisian here. I think that Oklahoma is ripe to finally lose one of these games. Rivalry game. They lost it last year. Ended up, of course, then going on and winning the Big 12 anyway. But what do you think here, Joe, as we get ready for Oklahoma and Texas coming up on Saturday?
Well, great atmosphere in Dallas. I mean, this is one of the rivalries that really shape college football and why we buy in and can't wait. I love the fact that it's an early kick. It's not a prime time under the lights. Let's cocktail out at like 8 o'clock in the morning in Dallas. I love the atmosphere of the burnt orange, the crimson. It's awesome. It is an awesome atmosphere. Oklahoma's won 3 straight in the series by an average margin of victory of 9 points per game. They picked up this victory last year in OT, four OTs, right? By eight. And now you're going to tell me Oklahoma is laying less than 4 points in this ballgame? Oh, baby. I'm going to lay it with Oklahoma. This is one of my, not one of my best picks, but this is a pick that I have my eye on. I really like the defense of Oklahoma. I give the coaching advantage to Lincoln Riley because he's coached in this rivalry before. A lot of pressure on Sark in this type of spot. I know they're playing well, but who do they really beat? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No. They beat Louisiana Lafayette. They beat, last week, they dismantled TCU. Okay, TCU's down. Cal put up 34 points on them. So when I look at the body of work, they lost to Arkansas, Texas, got blown out by them. So you tell me, who's the more complete team entering week number five?
Yeah, and it's funny, Joe, because you're right. They've played some crazy games over the past few years, so I even mixed them up, too. Like, I even said at the top, you know, Texas, that was 18 where Texas won the game in the regular season 48-45. And that reminded me of, I mixed that up with a 53-45 game last year where Oklahoma beat them. That year that Texas beat them, Oklahoma did come back and get them in the Big 12 title game.
Right.
That was in 18.
So they won three straight from that regular.
Right. But they've been wild games. I mean, 53-45, 34-27. I mean, there hasn't been, it's been a while since you had a full-blown, you know, blowout between these two teams, whether one's good or bad. I mean, you know, listen, in 11 and 12, Oklahoma really took them to the woodshed. But since then, you get competitive games every year between these two. And I think that that extra little hook that's up there right now, Joe, I think it comes into play.
See, I think it could be more like a 7-point game, and that's why I lean to Oklahoma, because the spread is so much of a discount where it's been. I mean, it's been in the area 6, 6.5. I think maybe 1 year over the last 3 years it opened at 7. They bet it immediately down to like 6.
Yeah.
So now 3.5. I like that.
Yeah, no, I like where the 3.5 is right now on the Texas side. I cannot back Oklahoma with what I've seen this year. I can't do it.
That's fair.
And I'm going to
burn me.
They don't cover. They don't, and they might win this game, and they'll win by a field goal. And screw you, Joe. You know, that's just the way that's the way Oklahoma has operated all year. So it's just so hard to get into bed with them. And I'm really looking at the total as well. You look at these scores the past couple years, you anticipate wild game. I don't know. I don't feel like Oklahoma's – I feel like Oklahoma's defense has been better than their offense this year. And maybe this game is more in the low 20s than it is in the high 30s. You know what I mean, Joe?
No, that's possible. That's possible. I think the defenses will have to force turnovers. And I think for Oklahoma, their defense is carrying them right now. Even though they gave up 31 points last week, I think – overall, for the course of the season,
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
They haven't allowed a team to rush for over 100 on them so far. So, to your point, it could be a lower scoring game.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the under here with the Red River rivalry. All right, College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We're just getting going here. We're going to start going through all the games this weekend right after this on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 204. All right, Joe. Let's go through a couple more of these games on Saturday. I got to tell you, I was absolutely... We didn't talk about this game much because it was a Friday night game and we spent so much time Monday about Saturday's games. I could not believe how awful Maryland played at home on Friday night against Iowa. Like, we talked about it from an Iowa side of things and how well their defense played. I could not believe that Tulia basically just kept throwing the ball at him and your boy locks it. They had no answers for anything.
I told you he's horrible. You didn't believe me.
At home to get embarrassed in a primetime spot like that.
But he's a great recruiter.
Now they're going to Columbus, okay? And it's just under three touchdowns. It's 20 and a half right now. Ohio State kind of flexed the muscle a little bit last week, trying to show their back against Rutgers. I think they do it again this week, Joe. Like, forget Maryland. I saw that 4-0 was a complete mirage. I saw what I needed to see against Iowa. I think Ohio State, you started to see it last week against Rutgers. They're coming back into the mix here. I think they absolutely lay the hammer on Maryland this week. In fact, this might be in the group for me on Friday. Like, I might lay it at 20, almost three touchdowns. I might get it now before it goes to 22 by Friday or Saturday.
Well, I got to be honest with you. This line to me is a little fishy. This line, the 20 and a half opening line is always an indicator where I take the underdog. I got to be honest with you. Now, I don't love this game. Trust me. Do not love it in any capacity. But if you stuck me in the room, locked me, and just said you have to come out with a pick with this game, I would take Maryland. Gun to the head, I would take Maryland just because of the 20 and a half under the key number 21. Everything going in Ohio State's direction. But we seen Maryland last year step up on the road. They did it to Penn State, shockingly. They had a 35-0 lead. We saw them step up against Minnesota, shockingly, last year. I'm not saying they win in any capacity. But it's a game where I think Ohio State wins. Maryland does find a way to cover this number. I know it sounds crazy.
I know.
But I feel they can do that.
And here's where else I'm going here, too. I just 71.5 for this game.
You're going over?
No, I'm going under. I'm playing the under here. I think this game is going to be similar to... a week ago. I think it's the kind of game that Ohio State wins, 48-14, something like that. But, I mean, look, I know that, and that's pretty close to 71, I understand. But I don't think that they're getting over the 71.5.
I don't have a good
very
feel
high
about
total
the total
for this game.
I agree with you, but if Maryland does have some success moving the football, then they're going to get theirs, and Ohio State's going to get theirs. Let's be honest. We agree that if Iowa put up 51, Ohio State's going to eat in this ball game. We understand some of it was turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they still couldn't stop the running game if Tyler Goodson was running like he was like.
No,
he was
and
running.
Now, and
Tyler
you have
Goodson
Henderson,
was
you
running.
Have Henderson up, running all over him now.
Right. But Tyler Goodson was running like he was like an eighth grader at 13 years old against like first and second graders. You ever see like those kids in the park? The kid's like, he's like 6'4", and like everybody else is like 4'6", and he's like running he's like pounding the rock for like, I got 455 yards, Mom. I'm averaging 18.6 yards per carry. I don't want to come in for dinner.
Joe.
Right? You ever go to like a park, like in your house, you know, and you're like, man, that kid's big. Yeah, he's basically eighth grade. He just got offered by Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. Kids ripping off runs. 30, you know, four kids on his back. He's running the football. Okay. You know?
I
Constantine, come back in the house now. You have dinner. Ma, I don't want to.
I saw all I needed to see from Maryland last week. That's it. I've had enough of them. And Ohio State, I think, is going to start to turn the corner here as they get to rev up for some of these big games that we have, as we've discussed coming up in the next few weeks, as that eastern side of the division begins just a crazy round robin between a bunch of teams in the top 11.
Yeah, this is
right going to
be sick. This is what we call a sick weekend of college football. Sick.
Florida. Off of a loss to Kentucky, they now
I'm gonna
have,
lay it.
Now look, they now have two losses, Joe, in the SEC. So I mean, look, they're in trouble here. I mean, because I don't think Georgia's gonna lose two games. I don't think even Kentucky at this point is gonna lose two conference games. So
well, can I just say something quick? Just breaking news out of Kentucky is without wide receiver Josh Ali is out for 2 weeks, so that's a key loss to Kentucky's offense over the next couple
weeks. Which isn't exactly, you know, an explosive offense to begin with. You know, that's not exactly how they win their games, so they need everybody they can get. Florida laying a heavy wood here, 38.5 against Vanderbilt, who, I mean, look, Georgia covered it 62-0. They covered the heavy wood against Vandy. You're going to lay it with here with Florida? They haven't covered these big numbers here this year, Joe. I mean, whether it was South Florida, whether it was Florida Atlantic, they've had a tendency at the end of these games to give up some backdoor covers.
Do we have any confidence that Vandy's going to score?
Wow, that's a great question. Will they even score a point? Will they score a point, Joe? We get it now. We don't. It's probably not up yet. You need a Vandy team total. Probably by Friday, Joe, I can get you a Vandy team total.
What do you think?
It's not up there yet.
10?
Probably 10. Well, let's try to figure it out here. I mean, they've got the total for the game set at 60.5, and they've got Florida favored by 38.5.
So Florida's team total is 52.
Yeah. So you figure it's about 10. It's probably going to be in the 10 range.
That's a leasing line, 52.
Leasing.
They're
so
not going to stop.
Lisi's laying it with Florida. 38.5. Bang. He's in the mix. 38 and a hook. Joe says, go to the window, baby. Deuce.
It's not one of my best bets, but you know Dan Mullen, this is a game where he's licking his chops. Come on! Run it!
That's the thing. Because he's taking some losses now here.
He
needs to.
It's not like longer Dan Mullen's bringing Florida back to the promised land. They're not carrying him on his chariot. Right. You know, his chariot. Hey, good job, Dan.
Other SEC game in the noon Eastern time window, is the two teams that lost to the big powers last Saturday. Now, very interesting. You get Arkansas off the loss to Georgia. You get Ole Miss off the loss to Alabama. The game is in Oxford. The Lane Kiffin and the Rebs -5.5.
Like this one.
Against Pittman.
I like this one.
What do you... This is now... We know that Pittman's a covering machine, aside from last week.
Yes.
Getting 5.5. They're the... Yep. You want to say the more physical team, but
Doesn't
I'd be
matter.
Worried, Joe. But this is what would worry me. Ole Miss gets up two scores. I don't know if that Arkansas offense is going to be able to keep up.
No.
That's the problem with me.
Yep. Well, here's why I like Ole Miss. You have two teams. Ole Miss, to me, is fresher. You have Arkansas that's coming off back-to-back tough games against A&M and Georgia. Two physical teams at the point of attack in the interior. As much as you want to bash Texas A&M, their front seven is solid. Their offensive line is solid. So now they go on the road to now face a speed team. So we know Ole Miss is not going to ground and pound. They're going to run the football, obviously, but they're more of a finesse type of offense, that high-octane offense that's going to challenge.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Challenge them vertically in terms of a speed perspective. So that's a bad matchup, in my opinion, after two very difficult games against A&M and Georgia. I think this is a blowout special.
Yeah, I'll give you my thoughts on this when we come back. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Little Mar, Arkansas, Ole Miss. We'll keep going through some of the other games on Saturday on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, I wanted to just, let's circle back here to Arkansas and Ole Miss. I'm leaning with you here. I think Ole Miss is going to pound them.
Now it's 6.5.
Yeah,
FanDuel just put up 6.5.
Right.
They heard. It's
that's what happens.
E.F. Hutton,
I mean, this is what happens. You become Gopher to Chalk for a couple weeks, and suddenly, you know, all the whisperers are out. They're listening to you. They're making sure they want to know where Lisi's at and where he's moving the line. I think this is gonna be a real, real bad scene for Arkansas.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Just bad.
I agree. I think it could be a worn-out football team, and that's not to knock Sam Pittman in Arkansas for the job that he's done. It's just that you have to put it into perspective. They had two very physical games in the trenches. Now, if they can't get a pass rush on Matt Corral early on, to your point about them jumping up early, how does KJ Jefferson and the Arkansas offense match that? Now, if Arkansas can come out and they're fresh and they're pounding the rock, then it's like lights out. Like, wait a second, we have to reassess because maybe Ole Miss can't get back into this ballgame because look at what happened last week with Alabama dictating the tempo and keeping that offense on the sidelines. So early on, I'm going to roll the dice with Ole Miss. I really like that. I think it will be a blowout special. But I'll be covering this game in-game. If I'm watching the first quarter and I start to see Arkansas 4 yards, 6 yards, 10 yards, then it's like, okay, I have to reassess. Because then that offensive line is starting to wear down a smaller defensive front in Ole Miss. And then it's like, okay, maybe Arkansas, you know, can run the football. Because if they can run the football, they're going to be in this ballgame. You know, if you want Ole Miss and we're taking Ole Miss, we want 21-0 first quarter.
Yeah. Because, listen, Arkansas cannot – they can't keep that pace, and they can't come back from three scores down. They can't do it.
I will say this. Arkansas did win this ballgame last year in Fayetteville, 33-21. They picked off Corral six times.
Well, look.
That doesn't scare me.
That does not scare me either because you brought up the biggest point. Arkansas is coming off a string of weeks – playing extremely physical football.
Right. Texas, too. They played Texas, too. Let's not forget that.
No doubt. And you're talking Georgia, Texas A&M. It seems like the type of spot where Matt Corral, and you know Lane's upset after what happened last week.
He's got that face on.
Very embarrassed in Tuscaloosa. You know? He wants to put on a little show here. And I think he's getting Arkansas at the right time to do it. Exactly. So me and Joe Lisi on the same page there with that one. Other noon kickoffs, Big 12. Baylor is their first loss of the year last week against Oklahoma State. They return home to take on West Virginia.
Yep.
-2.5 for Baylor here. A low total for the Big 12 at 44.5. What are you feeling here midweek between the Bears and the Mountaineers?
I really like the Mountaineers. Now, from the series perspective, West Virginia's won 4 of the last 5 by an average margin of victory of 13.7 points per game. Picked up this victory last year, 27-21. But again, look at the last few games. Now, I understand West Virginia lost to Texas Tech. Actually, was on Texas Tech plus the 7.5. Columbia came through. With that ball game, they fell behind 17-0, made it a game at 20-17, and then gave it away in the last couple of minutes to Texas Tech. But their front seven playing very well. They're holding opposing offenses still to 2.5 yards per carry, okay, and only 88 rushing yards per game. So they did have 3 emotional games, or this will be their third, but they're coming off Virginia Tech and Oklahoma. They split both of those games. They haven't run the football that consistently, but I still like them in this ballgame traveling on the road because when I look at Baylor, a team that's overexceeded expectations, Dave Aranda's done a fantastic job, but they're not running the football and shutting down the run consistently. This offense was predicated when they were 4-0, when they beat Iowa State, of pounding the rock, right? It started a couple of weeks ago when they beat Iowa State. They only rushed for 123. Last week against Oak State, they rushed for like 111. 56 of them came on a 4th-and-1 in the third quarter. The kid busted a 56-yard run. So really, they only had 50 yards rushing against Oklahoma State. And then on the flip side, they gave up over 200 to Jaylen Warren in Oak State and over 200 2 weeks ago to Iowa State. So we have the same type of scenario that we just talked about in Arkansas. This, to me, is a worn-out football team. Their MO of running the football is not there. They can't stop the run. And on the flip side, I have Letty Brown and a physical offensive line in West Virginia with a defense that's still holding up. I'll take my chances outright, West Virginia over Baylor.
All right. How about that? Joe Lisi with the outright for the Mountaineers of West Virginia. Look at you, pal.
I like that game. I tell you what, you know me. It's going to look fantastic.
I know. You love the uniforms. The uniforms is what it's all about with Joe Lisi. One other noon kickoff I'll hit you with. Seems like a lot of people are starting to get on the Josh Heupel train in Tennessee.
Yeah,
Woo. I've seen a lot of people get on that train, but are you going to get on it enough, Joe, to lay 10.5 against the Gamecocks at Neyland Stadium?
I have to say this. I was going to send you the picture in the break. They're wearing blackout uniforms, all black with
Tennessee helmets.
Yes, I'm going to send it to you now.
Let me see that.
They are rocking these uniforms on. Rocking great uniforms with Josh Heupel this coming weekend. Look at these unis, Carver. Right. I just sent it to you, but I'll say this about Josh Heupel. Again, was another one of my picks. I picked Tennessee over Missouri. People are like, Missouri's great. Yeah, 471 yards later, that Tennessee offense ran at will against the Tigers. Evans broke out. Hendon Hooker broke out. That was a dominant effort. They play South Carolina, 10.5. I'm going to lay it. I don't love it. Okay. But I'm going to lay it.
Okay. No, that's fair. I'm not ready to go there with Tennessee yet, Joe. That doesn't mean I'm going to take South Carolina either. But I'm not ready to lay points with the Vols.
What do you
yet.
Think of those we units, gotta, though?
I don't love it.
They look like Oregon State. They look like Oregon.
It. Well, that's the problem. They're Tennessee. It should be orange and white. That's it. I don't want it. They should not be getting involved in this other stuff. That's just my opinion, Joe. No.
Why?
The orange and black is the Beavers. The Beavers splash around in the orange and black. That's it. I don't need Tennessee doing it either. I mean, I'm sure it's going to look okay, but no. I prefer that they wear that uniform they had against the Gators. That all orange look is what I like for Tennessee. That's what I feel like they should always wear.
All right.
Georgia Tech and Duke, hey, look, I can't anymore. Collins, I finally backed him last week, and, man, did he let me down.
He screwed you.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. That's what you get for backing Collins and Georgia Tech. They have a couple good weeks.
I
think they're going to get it back in the mix. And now they're a road favorite in Durham. And I've been down that road already this year with Northwestern, so I'm not falling into that trap again.
They rushed for over 260 yards last year on this front seven.
Yeah, I don't
Georgia
care.
Tech.
Doesn't matter.
No?
Doesn't matter. Because I already got screwed in Durham once this year with Northwestern
laying the same number.
I'm not doing it again, Joe. I'm not.
But it was Northwestern. I told you Northwestern was going to suck this year.
They certainly
bought into Patty Fitz.
Let me just tell you, I was off pretty fast. Okay, I sent that ship out to sea. It didn't take long. It took a couple of bad losses to Michigan State and Duke. That was it. I was done.
Was it because
that.
The Carver Fitzgerald, the whole Notre Dame?
No,
you know,
no. I felt like off of last year they'd be a better team. I felt like they would build off of what they did last year, and they did not.
Any confidence in the over here, 60?
Ooh, you know, now that's a little bit probably more intriguing for me, Joe. You want me to rule little points between these two teams. I think you could
why
talk
not?
Me into that. 60.5, neither team plays defense. Yeah,
I like Jeff Sims. I like Georgia Tech. I think they're going to bounce back. I would lay the 3.5 in a big way. I have no confidence in Cutcliffe and Duke.
I think that Duke could even, but I think that Duke could contribute here for maybe 20, 25 points of this total. I think that they can absolutely put some points on the board. Over could be a good play, Joe. I think you're right. Georgia Tech and Duke, a little over action there. I'm going to save Georgia Auburn for when we come back from the break. Virginia Louisville, Malik Cunningham, -2.5.
Another
at home against
plays. Guys,
another big total here, Joe, 69.5 with these two teams.
Extra day of preparation for Virginia. They won this ball game last year by 17. I like Louisville. Couple of stats that stick out for me since the last couple of years under Scott Satterfield: 10-4 at home straight up. The flip side with Bronco Mendenhall in Virginia, the last few years, 3-10 on the road or on a neutral field. I don't like that. Even though they got the road win over Manny Diaz and the crew, they're going on the road to face a speed team. I was on Louisville last week. They covered. They ran for over 200, passed for over 300. Malik Cunningham's playing very well. And an MO that I don't like for Virginia, that I think is going to be a problem in this ball game. They're allowing 196 rushing yards to opposing offenses. Louisville is a run-heavy offense. They can ground and pound. I think they cover this number fairly easy at home.
Wow, look at you. I'm with you. Virginia stinks, Joe. Like, let's just get down to it. Like, they're just not a good football team. They can't stop anybody. They give up a billion points. I know they got the win down in Miami last week. That tells you how bad Manny Diaz is. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We come back. Keep rolling through these games, looking for the edge right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football, full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe. I wanted to start this segment with this game because I know this is one of your favorite games, like I feel like, all year. Like, I think that you circle the calendar for the oldest rivalry in the Deep South. Like, this is just one of these games that Joe Lisi gets so fired up for.
Oh, I do. Of course, 1996, baby. That's how I know Corey Allen.
Georgia and Auburn this Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Game, of course, is at Auburn this year.
Right.
Georgia comes in 16.5 points right now. The road favorite.
They just total jacked 47, it up 2 points.
That's right, because I remember when we first took a glance the other day, it was at 14.5. So you feel there's a reason for the 2-point swing here over the last day or so.
Well, I mean, it's right here. I'll give you the data, so it's right in line. So Georgia's won 4 straight in the series. They've won 4 straight by an average margin of victory of 16.7 points per game. So, bam, we're right on that number right there. Now, I just looked through the reports. They're still saying that the Bulldogs could be without JT Daniels. I don't care who starts a quarterback, Daniels, Bennett. I think this is a tougher matchup than people think for Georgia. Now, they won this matchup last year 27-6. At home in Sanford Stadium. Bo Nix was a deer in the headlights, major offensive line issues. They couldn't run the football on the front 7 with Tank Bigsby. But you look at this matchup last week for Auburn. Nix stepped up. He's a confident quarterback. Granted, he broke contain. He was throwing plays blind against the LSU secondary. I get that. But they're still playing with house money here. Nobody's expecting Georgia to lose this ball game, and it's a rivalry game. You're going to give me 16.5 points in a rivalry game with an experienced quarterback that has played in this rivalry now the last 2 years. The last time that he was a freshman, he played, they fell behind 21-0. They were down 21-14. He had the football with an opportunity to tie that ball game up. I'm not sold on Stetson Bennett as being this marquee elite quarterback. The last time he had a tough ball game was last year on the road in Tuscaloosa as a 5-point dog. They played well for a half and they got blown out by 20. So come on now. Stetson Bennett is not an elite quarterback. He's about 5'11 wet. So at the end of the day, this Auburn defense has only given up 87 rushing yards per game. And more importantly, Auburn's offense is converting 51% on third downs. So if you can run the football, and by the way, I got the best running back on the field with Tank Bigsby. I'll take my chances on the Plains. War Eagle, even though I'm a Bulldog fan.
I will say this, Joe. I think that to beat Georgia, you got to follow probably the same playbook that I was talking about with Iowa and Penn State yesterday, which is I would like to see a team. Now, I don't know if Auburn's going to be that team. I would like to see a team put Georgia in a position where there's some pressure on their offense. I don't feel like we've had to see that this year. Their defense has been so dominating in the games that they've played that the offense has not had to win them any games. I mean, geez, Joe, even in the 10-3 win over Clemson, I mean, the defense scored the only touchdown. Their offense has not been put in a position yet this year to win them a football game. Can Auburn, the style that they play, maybe make it so that they could somehow have potentially a 7-point lead going in the fourth quarter and Georgia's offense is going to need to do something? I would love to see that. But on the other side of the coin, I don't know if anybody can score on Georgia's D yet.
Well, that's a great point. But don't you think that Brian Horson is playing with house money in his first year? Like, you have to open up the playbook. I don't care what it is. You're playing at home. It's a rivalry game. You're talking about the second best team in the country. Nobody thinks you can win. You got abused by them last year. Open up the playbook. You got a hot quarterback in the sense of, I'm not saying he's, you know, top 5, top 10, not even top 30, Bo Nix, but he's playing with house money. The kid believes in himself. Open it up, play action, go all out, utilize whatever you have, reverses, onside kicks, fake punts. Do what it takes to win the game. That's it. You're playing at home. You're catching
the kitchen sink. The kitchen sink, Joe.
Why not? Throw a haymaker, man. You got to be kidding. No, we're going to play close to the vest, and if we can make it a fourth quarter game, then maybe we have a shot. God, come on. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Nobody thinks you can win, Brian. Brian Horson. People think your team's going to get blown out. Go all out.
Let me just
do yourself a favor. I mean, this is the biggest thing that drives me nuts. You're going to play to lose by what? 18? Oh, it looks better. I'd rather lose by 60 going all out. A loss is a loss either way.
I hope you do know that coach is not going to do any of that stuff, right? Like, he's got, he is as.
Come on. He's not a, but he's not why a good, not?
He's not a good coach, Jim. He's not a good coach.
He's I don't know. Not. He was talking about something with, you know, he was upset after the loss, I guess, or after the win to Georgia State. He had this whole big diatribe.
Yeah, but he's going to be as vanilla as possible. If that game's closed late, he's not going to be trying anything. He is not going to be opening up the bag of tricks.
Mike Bobo? Mike Bobo, you played in this rivalry. Mike Bobo played in the 96 rival. He was the former Georgia quarterback. He threw the game-tying touchdown pass to Corey Allen. Robert Edwards, the best, my favorite Georgia running back all time, the Silver Britches, Robert Edwards, 6 OTs over my friend Terry Bowden back in the day. What could I say?
We'll talk about this one some more. Throughout the week, Joe, as we get closer to Saturday, I have a feeling it's going to be part of your picks. Might even be part of mine as well. Georgia, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. How about the Northeast's newest rivalry, Connecticut and Massachusetts?
You're kidding.
I don't want to spend too much time on this. But can you listen, it's stunning. You know how bad your football program is if UConn's a road favorite coming into your building. That's how bad your football program is.
The 176.
Listen, me and you already have enough riding on this game that we don't need to lay anything on it. Now, would I lay 3.5 points with UConn? Never in my life. There's just no shot. I would take the 3.5 with Massachusetts. But we need UConn to win the game.
That's tough.
It's an awful game. I mean, it's an awful football game. It really is. It's an awful football game. Oh, it's hilarious. All right, there you go, Joe. That's about enough. Well, I'll dip your toe back in that on Friday when we're running through the games. Florida State, off of their first win of the season, heads to Chapel Hill to take on Sam Howell in North Carolina. Revenge spot here.
Yes.
The Tar Heels, who lost in Tallahassee last year when they were undefeated and in the top five.
What were they, five-point dogs or five-point favorites in that match?
Oh, they were favorite in that game. Oh, yeah. They were undefeated. They were in the top five. And then that was it. Their season went up in smoke after that. 17.5 for North Carolina, total of 64.5. I don't want to back Florida State, Joe. And I already told you, I'm not involved in any more North Carolina games. But if I was, I'd probably take the points.
Yeah, me too. I bought Florida State low last week. They burned me. They didn't cover the 5.5. I bought them low. They were on discount on the
Florida
sidewalk.
State
they
game.
We're slashing prices. We got Norvell. You know, originally $1,000. Win total was 5.5, 6.
What are you doing? You get on me for some of the games that I get involved with, but here you are telling me now.
But I bought them low.
After
it
the fact,
it was a discount.
That
was
you
oversold.
Got involved in Florida State Syracuse last week.
It was oversold. The market conditions were oversold.
Yeah, they were oversold.
The trading,
all right.
The trading stochastics were down at like less than 90%. I mean, it was oversold conditions. I bought them low and was hoping for a bounce. I got a dead cat bounce there where they won by 3. Syracuse and Dino Babers. I'll tell you what. Catching 17.5. I still think that North Carolina's not good. We know they're not good. They can't run the football. They allowed 8 sacks to Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago. They got right last week. Big deal. Against
got
Duke.
Right. I mean, they.
Well, they got right. They won a game. Mac Brown feels good. It's like, all right, Mac, you don't have to take your nap this week.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to take the points. Florida State, because I think everybody's going to say, wow, 17, they're going to beat them in a revenge spot. Florida State might beat them. I tell you what, I like them plus 630 on the money line.
Wow. Look at Joe Lisi.
Why don't you
parlay him on the money line with Syracuse since you got so involved with Syracuse, Florida State last week? You could take Syracuse at home.
That's
at the
my
dome
team. I
Wake
can't
Forest.
Go against Wake. I will say, back in the day, Wake Forest and Syracuse, when Sky, what was his name? Riley Skinner was there and Josh Harris. They had some crazy games in the dome.
Well, this one won't be crazy.
I know. That's why I just hope Wake wins, but this game scares me from a spread perspective.
It should, Joe, because I was just going to say to you, last week we saw Wake in a different kind of spot, and they did not cover it. You know, I said, here we go. They're undefeated. They're, you know, they're a favorite at home against a decent opponent in Louisville. They did win the game. They did not cover the spread. Here we go again now, another week. Now we're 5-0 Wake Forest. The train's going to get a little louder every single week if you continue to stay undefeated. And now you're laying points on the road. Very unfamiliar territory for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in conference to lay 5.5 on the road, even at a place like Syracuse, an awful team like Dino Babers and the crew. It is a scary line. It is a scary line, Joe.
It's very scary for me. Very scary. So I just hope Wake wins it. I'm not betting this game in any capacity. I don't have a feel. I mean, all I'll say is that crazy things happen in that dome, and that's why it's just like that's where dreams go to die sometimes.
That's where dreams go to die. Yeah, the dreams of everybody who comes to play football for Syracuse. That's where their dreams go to die when they walk
ooh,
in.
She's a little runaway. Right?
Oh, geez. The Spartans of San Jose State getting 2.5 at Adazio. And wow, this is a I haven't looked at this game yet this week, Joe.
Adazio's Spartans, a favorite.
The Spartans of San Jose State, the defending Mountain West champions, getting 2.5 in Colorado State.
I think Starkle's banged up. Starkle's a little banged up. We got to check on him. So
Adazio.
It's still Adazio. Brennan's a better coach than Adazio. Right?
We're going to have to look deeper into this game before Saturday, Joe. I'm not ready to make any statements on it. You're right. We need to get an injury report on Starkle. We got to see what's going on before we commit. Because that's wild to me.
I would take San Jose early on because I have no confidence in Adazio. I think he's absolutely horrible.
Are you willing to lay – how about this other one? Are you willing to drop the hammer with Tanner Mordecai and SMU 13.5 at Navy?
No, because Navy's – they're so tricky. They are so tricky. I'm not sold on SMU.
They don't win games anymore.
Yes, but they're still – they could still run the football. SMU is horrible against the run.
Man. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204. We come back and wrap it up right here on the grid, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. As we leave, Joe, I did want to tell you. I know yesterday we did a lot of the futures. Today, FanDuel did put back up that make the playoff prop for a bunch of these teams.
Did they?
Cincinnati to make it plus 205. No, minus 280. Mm. I almost want to hammer the no.
Yeah, me too.
280 is too much for me. I'm not like.
How do they have Clemson up there? Come on, Clemson, dead no. We should still lay the 1,300.
I mean, there's no chance. There's same thing with Notre Dame. Shouldn't even be up there, Joe. They're just trying
Notre Dame has
in.
They're
trying to sucker some poor Notre Dame fan to go after that 1180.
Minus 2,400, right, yeah, on the Notre Dame, but only 1,300 on Clemson? How are they figuring Clemson gets to the college football playoff?
I guess if they
if Alabama loses four games?
They would need a lot of teams to lose games. They would need a lot.
They have Ole Miss there. Ole Miss, seriously? Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Penn State.
Now
plus 500.
You know, it's funny, Joe. They don't put your Oklahoma State Cowboys up there.
Yeah,
no Oklahoma State.
But they have Oklahoma.
No BYU. Where's BYU? I can't get BYU on the list. Give me a number on BYU. Come on.
This is like, oh, we have a buffet, but we have no protein. We have no.
Give me some
no
long
carbs.
Shots here. Give me a shot here.
We got Keno. We got Keno and some flaxseed for you.
I want a BYU number, Joe. That's what I want.
All right, we're going to have to hypothetically BYU yes, plus 360. No, minus 1200.
I'm taking it plus 360. Let's do it, baby. Joe, great job as always. I will talk to you tomorrow. Great stuff from Andrew Torres. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the grid.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.